If you had to pick one NFL quarterback right now, for your team this week, this Sunday, who would you take? That gets to be interesting. I was just looking, playing around with it over here, and I was looking at NFL passing stats. You know, at the very top is Brady. But, you know, Mahomes, who's not, you know, he's not having quite the year.
In yards, you're talking, Pat?
Was just sheer yards.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Actually, it goes Brady, Derek Carr, Mahomes, Stafford, Prescott, Herbert, Kyler Murray, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Wentz. That's a top 10, just strictly in yards. But you know, I was looking at that just to kind of guide me, because if you don't in this question, you'll forget somebody.
Yeah.
You know?
Well. And speaking of that, in yards, one Aaron Rodgers, who a lot of people might have as their answer, he's down at number 21 in yards right now this year.
Yeah.
Which kind of surprised me, given the fact they've won 5 in a row, they're 5-1. But anyway, Matt, you want to go first on this?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like it.
Well, I still would say the best player is Mahomes, but right now Kyler Murray's playing better than anybody out there. If you ask me for this week, I might just say Kyler Murray.
That's a good call.
I mean, for this week, you're saying this week.
Yeah, I'm saying this Sunday.
Yeah.
What's today? Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
We got a couple more days of practice. This Sunday.
It's hard for me not to say Mahomes, and I don't want to get too wrapped up in what's happened, you know, most recently, but man, Kyler Murray's playing terrific.
And Mahomes has thrown 8.
He's thrown a lot of interceptions this year.
He's gotten a little bit wild.
Yes,
you know,
he has.
He's gotten
great.
That one interception he threw last week was just incredibly bad.
Yeah.
No, there's the temptation, and you could give a lot of right answers. Murray has had a tremendous year, and his team's undefeated. And we could say Matt could have said his guy, Dak Prescott. I mean, I think does deserve to be an MVP.
Oh, he's playing good. He's playing
right
good. He's playing good.
Yeah, he's playing some really good football. And you could always say Mahomes. I mean, obviously, Matthew Stafford. I mean, if you're just looking like QBR wise, Matthew Stafford's 75 right now, which the only two over 70 I think would be Stafford and Mahomes. So, you could look at it a lot of different ways. Lamar Jackson, we talked a lot.
That's what I was just figured to say. Lamar Jackson's lighting it up as much as anybody right now.
He really is, and he's doing a lot of that from the pocket, which is surprising. Obviously, he can hurt you with his legs, as can Josh Allen, as can Murray. Dak can even do, you know, some of that. But you know, Stafford has been so good. But let's be honest, guys. I mean, the answer to this question is at the top of the list yardage-wise. It's one Tom Brady, who's had, what, Pat, 17 touchdowns against 3 interceptions?
Is that what it is? What I'm looking at doesn't show that.
17-3. The guy just seems to be getting better with age. And so I got to say, my answer, until I'm proven wrong or different, whatever, is Tom Brady.
I can't argue. I mean,
no, you can. No,
I can't argue.
It kind of depends on really.
You're just saying for 1 week.
It's, you kind of play on words, but
right
now, I mean, heck, if you wanted to say long term, you know, say okay, 2 years from now, which one you could probably get into Josh Allen or Burrow or one of them. You know, I mean,
sure,
you know, these,
yeah.
I don't know.
Brady will only be what 46 or whatever.
He'll still be a young guy. Yeah, I know what you mean.
You could go a lot of different ways, right?
Sure, Pat? I would probably. I'm going to agree with Matt and take Kyler. He's fascinating, and you know, Matt, think about this, and we've talked about it. I mean, it's dangerous. He right now, to me, is probably at the peak of his game, experience-wise, and given the fact that he can run and can run so effectively.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I mean, a month from now, he might have a busted leg, too.
Sure.
You know, you run the risk of that probably more than you do a guy like Brady. But I think the guy is such a fascinating guy to me. And that you could say that about a lot of guys in a lot of different ways. So I would probably go with Kyler Murray.
You know, we had talked the other day about how it doesn't seem to me that he has ran the ball maybe as much as I would have expected. But if it's 3rd and 12 and no one's open, he can still go pick it up.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? I mean,
exactly.
He can
in
still
–
or heck, or,
in a hurry.
Or fourth and nine or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, he has that ability to where – and, of course, you know, everybody in the NFL can run or, you know, for the most part. I mean, the speed's a lot faster, but, man, he can move around.
To me, him and Lamar Jackson, maybe Mahomes – when they want to really get it, they get you up out of your chair.
My personal opinion, I think Murray and Jackson are a little bit more effective than Mahomes.
I agree.
Not that Mahomes is a statue, I'm not saying that.
No, I mean, we've seen him hurdle guys and all this kind of stuff, but as far as just a wow,
when
Lamar Jackson and again, Kyler start running, I mean, it's hold your breath. It's
particularly
Gale Sayers or Barry Sanders.
If you're on that other sideline, it's hold your breath.
Oh, heavens, yes. You know, and if I mean, they can literally take over a game running the ball. Physically, they could. Now, you know, so and that is always fascinating me. It's not wrong. It's Tom Brady. You know, Stafford might be playing about as good as – and Dak Prescott's having a hell of a year.
Dak Prescott, I mean, 73% of his passes. I know completion percentages are higher than they used to be, Pat, but 73% and 16-4 touchdown to interception ratio for Dak right now. So I tell you what, and we're not even to the halfway point. But
no.
with Murray's team being undefeated, with what Dak is doing, with what Stafford is doing, Derek Carr is number two on that yardage list you were talking about, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
And if Vegas continued to play well, I mean, he could develop into a candidate. But right now, I mean, you could definitely say that Brady, Stafford, Dak, Murray for sure. I would still have Josh Allen in there. I mean, Josh Allen's 15-3 touchdown to interception as an MVP candidate, and Lamar Jackson for sure right now, right?
I think long term to me, you know, Josh Allen is the guy long term. You know, as far as a combination, he might be the next
one for the future.
As far as size, he can run. This guy can run.
He can run big time.
Ball gets out of his hand quick. He's a big man. You know, he's bigger than Lamar Jackson or Kyler. He's a big man. You know, so
is that Pat? Is because Murray is still pretty young. So you're saying Allen, because of his size, has the ability to maybe absorb more physicality?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
what you're thinking
mm-hmm.
about long term?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, he's not quite as, you know, if you ran a race, Murray, Allen can really run. He can explode, you know, and he is bigger, you know, taller.
And another guy we hadn't even mentioned, but Joe Burrow, what he's doing with Cincinnati right now. Now, he has thrown 7 picks so far. But he's 14-7 on touchdown to interception. But he's also completing over 70% of his passes, and he's got Jamar Chase, Pat, the rookie, who has come on and is putting up some big numbers: 553 yards, 5 touchdowns, 27 catches for the number 5 overall pick. But there's another. I mean, if you're looking to the future, young guy Joe Burrow is having a heck of a year. So
yeah, he is. Yeah, he sure is.
Anyway, but that's a great question, and like I said, we'll find out more, like not even to the halfway point yet, but there's some good possible MVP stories developing right
now. You betcha.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Have we struck a nerve, Mr. Rogers? Have we chosen wrong?
Mark has a strong opinion on this.
I think so.
Wow, you guys are overselling it. I thought it was a good discussion. I'm going to fade hump a little bit here, and I'm going to go with Matt. I thought what Matt's answer was really good. I think that you have to look at – I mean, you can't just look at the quarterback, because I think you have to look at what's around the quarterback. And I'm not taking away from Brady. I think that – can't criticize that choice as a bad one. I think it's right when you talk about game management, smarts, ability to get into the right situation, and all those things. But he's got an embarrassment of riches around him. I think there would be a lot of other players that could perform pretty well in that system. I think when you talk about guys that don't have as much to work with in the offensive line, to me the answer was either Aaron Rodgers or Kyler Murray. And I think Kyler Murray's a pretty good choice, because just think about how difficult it is to defend him. And the Cardinals have had little to any running game.
And for those that didn't hear, the question that Pat posed was, if you had to go pick a quarterback to win a game this Sunday, 4 days from now, not build a team around, not play for the rest of the year, if you had to go win a game this Sunday, who would you choose? That was the question we were discussing.
This
I
Sunday.
Think, I mean, I think Dak is, you know, fantastic, but he's just got so many weapons at his disposal, and he's off to a great start. That's not to diminish him, but if you put, to me, Brady in a compromised offense, it would look a little bit more like what it looked like in New England before he went to Tampa. Whereas I'm not sure that the pieces around Kyler are – he can overcome some weaknesses on that offense, especially in the running game. And I mean, keeping him healthy would have to be the absolute number one focus of that Arizona franchise. Because it could happen exactly the way that it did last year. They're cruising along, and we're talking about him potentially being the MVP. He gets banged up, and then the season goes – downhill immediately after that. But for his size, his ability to throw the ball the way that he does, I mean, there's not really any weaknesses. His football instincts are just off the charts great. His speed is off the charts great. And so I
for one game, for next week, you guys are honestly telling me you'd take Kyler Murray over now, Marcus, you're acting like he doesn't have any weapons. I mean, you know,
DeAndre Hopkins, yes.
But the AJ running game. Green, Christian Kirk, I mean, is a heck of a player. I mean,
AJ Green and Christian Kirk. I mean, how do they compare to the Bucs trio? I'll give you Hopkins is better than anybody that Tampa has, but you're going to tell me that AJ Green is better than Chris Godwin, or that that Christian Kirk is better than Antonio Brown?
Yeah.
I mean, into the tight ends.
The way he's playing right now, I would take him, yes.
Brady.
If you're telling me for the rest of the season and you're talking about in the playoffs, I would probably choose Brady. But
I assume if you say for one game, I assume that is a playoff game or a big game.
Let's make it the biggest
game.
The game
means something.
That's a totally different question, though.
Preseason game or something. I mean,
back off of this, Matt.
This. The question was this Sunday. I don't think they're starting the playoffs this Sunday. I think this is going to be week seven.
If you give me an all-star lineup around my quarterback, then Tom Brady's a really, really, really good choice. If you just give me an average team and which quarterback can make the biggest difference in the game, I won't back down from Kyler Murray for a second.
Come playoff time, choosing Brady.
He's undefeated right now. I'm just saying,
can't believe Matt's backing off of this.
I'm just going by the question that was posed. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah.
Ask me that question January 22nd, I'd probably choose Brady.
I mean, normally when you ask a question like that and say it's for one game, you're thinking one
big game.
Yeah, going without being said is all the money's on the line. One game for all the marbles. Well, then
that's the way I'm taking
you
it.
Got? Yeah, that's the way I took it. You guys got me arguing against Kyler Murray. I love Kyler Murray. I love what he's done. I hope they have great success. I'm just saying that I don't know. I mean, you know, you like I said, there's a lot of right answers with Brady, not only Brady, but Mahomes. I tell you, Stafford. I mean, Stafford is, I mean, just so far this year, if we're just going on what they've done on the field, well, then, like we said, Stafford and Dak Prescott you could make a case for them. As Pat said with Josh Allen, definitely make a case for. And I tell you what, the last few
Stafford's a great example of the point I'm trying to make. Nobody would ever talk about Matthew Stafford as one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL when he played with the Lions. You take him in a bad organization and put him in a team that can run the football and has a great group of receivers and all that
and
stuff, it elevates his game significantly.
Yeah.
I'm just saying the quarterback, we always say this, quarterback gets too much credit or too much blame in everything that they do. But I think Kyler Murray has chronically always been underrated wherever he's been. And it'd be kind of, you know, there's so much to do about the quarterback controversy, and I think it's kind of crazy on do you play Rattler in reserve or not? I thought Pat had a pretty brilliant observation as a coach, is Lincoln Riley's job is to really kind of soothe his ego and attitude to a certain degree. Why don't you bring Rattler in the first half, maybe to play a series with the ones and not just relegate him to make him feel like, hey, look, I'm the backup. I mean, because, again, he can walk out the door anytime.
I think you can do that against Kansas. I don't think you can do that against other opponents.
No. Kansas is the perfect way to do it.
Yeah, right.
Because I think the script will read that OU scores pretty easily in that game. But how about what if you had would there ever have been a quarterback controversy between Baker and Kyler? Baker played well enough to avoid any kind of controversy there.
You guys are telling me that Lincoln Riley was playing the wrong guy that year, huh?
I don't know. Who's better?
Yeah.
That's an easy question to me right now.
Not that year, but I believe that Murray's a better player. I mean, if you ask me who would I rather have right now, I'd rather have Kyler Murray.
It's amazing, though, guys, on when – like remember, coming into this season – you know, they go, what, 2-5 down the stretch last year, Arizona did. And, you know, it was like the jury's still out on Kyler Murray on the way they finished the season last year and all this. And got the sack rate down a little bit from his rookie year and this and that. But now they're 7-0 and, you know.
Well, he's completing 74% of his passes for over 1,700 yards, 14 touchdowns, and 4 picks. And what he can do running the ball. If he wasn't throwing the ball as well, then I probably wouldn't pick him. But you combine the way he's throwing the ball now with his running ability, so far he's been the MVP of the league, in my opinion.
And we've all kind of given up on Mahomes because of the fact that the Chiefs have no help for him. I mean, Mahomes certainly should be in this discussion, too. Dude's superhuman with his arm slots and his ability to throw the football from
anywhere.
Correct,
but this year he's turning it over.
But again,
interceptions.
I'm going to tell you that, but there's reasons for it. I mean, I've watched all the Chiefs games this season.
Mm-hmm.
They can't run the ball, and so defenses are dropping everybody into coverage. They're taking away the deep threat, unless teams are just defending dumb. And he's forcing things, and he's kind of – in that position where he's not making quick decisions. He's kind of going for not playing as well as he could, but I think it has a lot to do with the surroundings in Kansas City. I mean, his arm strength hasn't changed.
Well, speaking of weapons, I mean, he's got
Tyreek Hill and Kelce, but they can't run the ball.
Kelce, I mean, yeah.
I mean, but they, if you can run the ball, you're going to have to bring safeties up, and you can't just force them to play, you know, too high, and everything has to go in an umbrella underneath. And I don't – Mecole Hardman and – Byron Pringle and all those guys, that's not helping them very much. That's not much.
Hey, I don't want to argue against him. I'm just saying I've also watched the games. I've seen him make some throws where you just kind of shake your head.
He got picked twice last week, and one of them was awful. So, yeah, he's not playing great, but maybe he goes against – that goes against the argument this week. But if we're having a – if say we're all general managers and we're going to play in the Super Bowl next week and – the number one pick is Brady or Murray, and the number two pick is Brady or Murray, and then the number three pick is Stafford. I'll take Mahomes at number four and try to work it out.
Yeah. No,
I'm with you. I understand.
I'm with you. And you know, again, anytime you're talking quarterback, I mean, you look – a lot of these young quarterbacks, that they don't have either the weapons or the greatest protection and so forth. But it takes time to learn to make, you know, some better decisions. And so – so you look, you got Joe Burrow sitting there with 7 picks right now. Mac Jones sitting there with 6 picks. You know, you have Trevor Lawrence, you know, sitting there with 8 picks right now. I mean, it takes a while to work some of that out of these guys. Zach Wilson with 9 picks right now, you know. So anyway, very interesting discussion. No real wrong answer. The thing that came out of that for me is you can make a darn good case for a half dozen guys for not only the answer to that question, but for MVP right now.
Right.
You know? And we're still early on there.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the Road to a Podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.